There was some splinter of Communist Party democracy left in his day. Stalin would fix that problem. But usually Bolshevik freedom consisted of the freedom to do what Lenin said. The Bolsheviks, as a rule, did just that, and they had to show for their efforts the Soviet Union. 3. Bolshevism as a religion. Lenin demanded and got total commitment from the members of the Bolshevik Party. The life of a professional revolutionary was hard and it was dangerous. Only a true believer could stand the strain. Because the Bolsheviks would sacrifice everything for the sake of establishing communism, they believed that they were also permitted to do anything they considered important for their cause. When the Bolsheviks came to power, they immediately started to wipe out the Russian Orthodox Church with things like a League of the Militant Godless and a journal called Atheist at the Workbench. This was in line with Marx's teachings, but it was also politically helpful. After Lenin's death, he was elevated, largely by Stalin, into a semi-divine figure whose every word, as interpreted by Stalin, was infallibly true. Stalin, for his part, played the combined role of son of Lenin and apostle. By basking in Lenin's cult of personality, Stalin's cult of personality grew also.